Welcome to The Top, the podcast that provides you with what you need to succeed in the real estate world. Brought to you by Collin County Area Realtors. Get ready to tackle top real estate topics in bite-sized amounts with CCAR President Jamuna Phil and Jonna Fernandez, CCAR Chief Operating Officer.
Hi, Jamuna.
Hey, Jonna.
Welcome to The Top.
I'm happy to be here.
That's great to hear. And I'm really interested in where today's topic is going to take us. We're joined by Erica Alvarez, Managing Broker of Coldwell Banker Rockwall, past President of the Collin County Women's Council of Realtors, National Association of Realtors Director, and Texas Realtors Director. Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us, Erica.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me today.
Absolutely. So, if you had to make a guess, what percentage of agents believe that they redline or steer their clients?
I'm going to say that the answer to that is 0%. I think that most people don't believe that they do that at all. Unfortunately, the honest answer to that is probably, if I was guessing, probably closer to like 10%. Honestly.
Probably sounds about right.
Yeah.
We don't believe that we do that.
No, I don't think they think they do.
So do you believe agents may be violating the code of ethics and steering their clients more often than that?
Yes, I think that they don't understand the definition of what it means to steer a client. So therefore, I think the subtle comments that they make in just general casual conversation leads them down a path that they don't realize.
And that's really interesting because, you know, that came up when we began discussing podcast topics for 2024. And we were discussing how agents help clients navigate school rating systems and what the conversations are that agents might have with their clients regarding schools that could be steering and they don't know it.
Right. Absolutely. I think that there's not an initial tone of malice. You know, I don't think there's like some nefarious plan of, hey, I want to steer you one way or the other. I think that in their conversations to aid their clients or provide information, they don't understand that they're in essence steering a client. I think that's how it happens innately. I do. I think it just sort of unpacks and unfolds itself that way.
And school is such an important part of what we do for our clients. But so what are some beneficial ways to educate our clients on schools in the area?
I really think it's important that you direct them to school rating systems, you know, specific to there are a variety of rating systems out there. So you can use something on a state level. You can use something hyper local. But there are a variety of websites that you can direct your clients to so that they can educate themselves on, you know, hey, my home is located in Louisville ISD or Frisco ISD, Plano ISD, what have you, so that they have an understanding of where that home falls in the ranking.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, something that we've discussed previously on the podcast is that age is a protected class. And do you think that assumptions of desirable areas that realtors might make based on a buyer's age, is that something that can be problematic?
Yeah, I think that it's very simple that they would say, oh, you know, this is a this is an older neighborhood. You're going to have older individuals that reside here. And in essence, that's kind of a form, but well, that is steering, right? So you're basically directing them into one of the demographics of a neighborhood, and you're not realizing when you're saying, oh, this is an older neighborhood, so there's older individuals that live here. You know, you also can step into fair housing as well that way. So I think we just have to be cautious with our descriptions of areas and neighborhoods.
That's really, really good information. Definitely something for agents to be very mindful about in their conversations. So age and schools are two quick areas that we can highlight. Do other items come to mind for you? Areas where an agent might be violating the code of ethics without being mindful of it?
Oh, my goodness. you know, there's lots of ways in conversation that you can violate it. You know, like the example I just gave of, oh, this is an older neighborhood. This is older people. You know, I heard an agent that this particular person doesn't work with me, but I heard this agent outside talking to her clients, and she says, oh, well, there's a lot of Indian markets in this area because there's a large Indian population that lives in this neighborhood. And my eyes about popped out of my skull. And I was just like, you know, this is her attempting to be helpful, but the most inappropriate way. You know, I think she just should have said, you know, whatever. I couldn't hear the question that was asked of her, regardless of what it was. That was not the proper response in any way. And I almost said something, and I just was like, you know, you never know how someone will respond to you. And I didn't know her, and I felt uncomfortable. But in hindsight, I probably just should have pulled her aside and said something.
Well, to your point, are there any training or resources that you recommend for agents that might help them recognize where those blind spots are regarding discrimination and diversity?
Yeah, I think that if you haven't taken any diversity course whatsoever, I would start with overcoming bias, right? I think we don't realize or want to accept the fact that we all have a bias. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your background is. It doesn't matter. We all have a bias, and it comes from our environment, how we were raised, influences, things of that nature. So we all have some sort of level of bias, right? And so I think understanding what that is at its core, and then within the profession, learning to overcome it. That course was very eye-opening to me as a person of color, even, because I felt like, wow, I never really thought about it from that perspective, right? I got such a eye-opening perspective in that course, and I'm forever grateful that I took it, because it just really took me to a place that I hadn't thought about, right? So I think that understanding what your biases are, embracing them, right? Embracing them with okay, this is an innate bias that I have. But now that I understand this about myself as I work in my profession, this is how I can be better. And then after that, of course, we have At Home with Diversity. We have Fair Haven. We have a lot of different courses that are offered through NAR. Many of them are self-paced. There are a few that are not. But I think that taking those diversity courses will really benefit you within your career as a whole.
Those sound like some really great resources. Out of all of those, is there one that really strikes you as kind of being your favorite, or that you feel like you learned the most, or really hit at what you needed to know?
Definitely the overcoming bias. I think it was just, like I said, eye-opening. It helped me understand my own biases. It helped me understand that things that had happened in the past, whether it was between me and another individual, or also sometimes things I've overheard. And here's the thing. I'm one of those people, I believe that in the good of everyone. I don't believe that people wake up and every day, I'm going to be a racist jerk for the rest of the day, right? I don't believe that. I believe that you have your own set of biases. And I think that sometimes in conversation, you don't even realize some of the things that you say can be offensive or what have you, because this is how you were brought up, right? These are the biases that you have. Right or wrong, we all have them.
True.
Well, Erica, those are amazing courses. I've taken most of those, and it's one of those things where I don't mind taking it again and again, because they're great refresher courses, and you know they're probably going to become mandatory for every agent to take it at some point.
Yes.
So I think agents need to keep an eye on that. But diversity itself, just that word, is not what we think it is.
Right.
It's so much more. And taking these classes really defines that word. It's not what we thought it was or what we grew up with. But I totally encourage the agents to definitely take those courses, you know, this year. Even once the courses are done, the work is not over, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So anyway, thank you, Erica, for being here and speaking with us today. I have loved this conversation.
Yes.
So relevant. Before we let you go, is there anything else you want our listeners to know?
Oh, my goodness. I would love to touch back on what you just mentioned with diversity. I want everyone to understand that usually when we talk about diversity, the first thing that comes to most people's mind is skin color. And that is not the definition of diversity, right? You know, I want people to understand that we're talking about ageism. We're talking about, you know, differently abled individuals. We are talking about a variety of things. And I think so often that when we hear the word diversity or DEI or what have you, that we get a little bit sucked into, oh, well, they're just talking about people of color. That is not the sole purpose of the word diversity. And so I really encourage you, if you haven't taken those courses, to just take one or two and really embrace it. And the other thing that I really want to share today for everybody is to think about participating in leadership. We need your voice. There is a lot of things happening in our industry. We could be here for several hours talking about all of those things. Yes. But I really, really want to encourage you to make sure that if you have an opinion, if you want to make a difference, start with your local associations. You know, make sure that you're participating in those committees. Get yourself a seat on the board. Have a voice so that whatever your concerns are or the issues that you feel are most important to you, you can address those things and you can be the catalyst for change. I see so much on social media. There's a lot of gross misinformation out there and among other things, but I really feel like there are people out there that want to make a difference and do good. And I say start right in your own backyard with your local association and then tier your way up. You know, go to your state association, make sure that you find yourself on a committee, and the same at the national level. There are opportunities there, and I just encourage everyone to get involved. It's so, so important.
Those are all good points. Thank you very much for sharing.
Absolutely.
For those listening, thanks for hanging out with us. Don't forget to subscribe to Welcome to the Top wherever you get your podcasts. And also be sure to leave us a review because we want to know how we're doing. If you have a question or topic you'd like us to discuss, we want to hear it. You can email us at ask@welcometothetop.com, then listen to hear us cover it.
Well, we can't wait to hear from you. Thank you for listening. I'm Jamuna Thale, and CCR is where agents come home.
Special thanks to our host, Jonna Fernandez, and Jamuna Thill. Producer, Bree Westbury. Audio engineer, Dylan Hensley. Outreach and guest relations manager, Kendall Crawford. And podcast administrator, Sean Ossel. Tune in next time, and don't forget to enjoy your journey to the top.
The statements made by speakers in this podcast do not necessarily represent the views or position of the Collin County Association of Realtors, its leadership, or its members. This podcast is not intended to give legal, financial, medical, or other advice, but simply to provide information as a springboard to further discussion and investigation.